a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Queens of the Stone Age have announced the end is nearer. Summer 2024 Australian tour in Times New Roman is the brand new album. A bunch of pre-sales are on now, but you can get your tickets from Monday morning. I'm very excited, very chuffed. I've got the main man, Josh Homme, here with me this morning. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a bit nervous. I'm a bit of a big fan. I know that's kind of lame to say, but I'm very chuffed to be chatting to you today.
No, it's so wonderful to be a fan of things. I love to celebrate things I'm into.
Yeah.
It feels good.
Yeah, it does. And it feels so exciting that you've announced this Australian tour. We're so happy to have you coming back. Is it exciting to announce that you're traveling over this way again?
Oh, I mean, yeah. Going down under has been my home away from home for so long now that, and as I was just chatting with Amanda here that was helping us out, connect us. When you go down under, you play, and then there's days off because of the great distance. And so unlike other places, you get a chance to spend time. I've been to Geelong many times. I mean, I was there when there were 12 apostles. I guess now there's 11, right?
Very nice reference. Very nice. Well, we are excited to have you coming down to Torquay. So we'll chat about that in a moment. But you're looking so good. I know you've had some struggles over the past couple of years. You opened up about your cancer journey, and also you've lost some close friends. Taylor from the Fooey's passing away and everything. How are you going? How have you been feeling?
I feel wonderful. I mean, it's good to be alive. It's good to be wandering around. It's good to stay up and watch the sunrise and take a minute and breathe in when you watch the sunset. So, yeah, I'm really good.
Yeah, good. No, you look great.
Nothing like experiencing something harsh to make you know how much you enjoy something that isn't harsh.
Yeah, and I guess in Times New Roman, this new album, is it a cathartic experience for you to throw yourself back into music as well?
I think Queens has really become sort of a diary entry, or maybe a diarrhea entry, depending on your outlook, of just trying to honestly explain your own life and your own storyline as it goes, weaves through all of this, you know. And I guess sometimes it's easier to explain things that are difficult. Something about the beauty of saying, I want to hold your hand, something so simple, is somehow difficult sometimes.
Yeah. Do you think that, I go to therapy and that can be quite expensive. What's more expensive, writing a whole new album or paying for a therapist?
Well, I think the emotional expense is high.
Yeah, you're right. You are right.
In fact, if I were to be completely honest, I would say that my, my arrested development, is always an interesting navigational dilemma.
Yeah.
I've been doing this so long, I'm like an adult child.
Yeah, no, we all are, really. Songs for the Deaf, I'm going to suggest, was the album that catapulted you into that superstardom. And No One Knows was absolutely everywhere. I mean, the film clip was iconic and still just, people play it, you know what song it is from the first five notes. It's great. Did you know it was going to be the hit that it was? Did it have that kind of hit vibe about it?
Well, I think oftentimes do you remember your first date?
Yeah.
Your first time you went out and when it was over, you remember those butterflies?
Yeah.
I guess what they were called, afterglow. I think if you're allowed to be part of making something that wasn't there, you can feel when you love it. You can feel when you miss it. Mm. You can feel when you think about it. And so perhaps that's the closest way to just say how I feel about that. And I think a lot of times you make something, you have no idea if it is behind its time, within its time frame, or ahead of its time frame in its own way. And so when something like No One Knows happens, it's somehow surprising. And then, you tell yourself, yeah, that's of course, you tell yourself, yeah, I always knew, but you really don't know. It's really kind of spitting in the wind in terms of saying you know something.
Yeah. You kind of just throw it out there and see what happens.
Yeah. And things like that happen in some of the stuff that comes with that is not my favorite thing, you know, but it's nice to have people, it's nice to feel understood or to understand someone else. And in those moments, you think, oh, for a little moment, we're being understood. And that feels nice.
I've seen you live. I really feel the connection between, you know, artist and observer. It's been really cool. When you come down to Torquay, though, in Feb, it can be like 45 degrees down here. And you're known for wearing some nice thick denim, you know, a couple of the boys on stage, kind of suit vibes. I mean, John seems to be the only one that really singlets up, the drummer. But have you got something, you know, ready to go if it is 45 degrees? Maybe a nice Tencel, something a little bit thinner than a thick denim?
Well, you know, I come from 45 degrees myself.
True, of course. So
I understand how to navigate it, but, you know, I guess I would say you got to risk it for the biscuit too.
Yeah, damn straight.
So, you know, I would say in the case of our guitar player, Troy, he's going to wear a suit and it really doesn't matter what the temperature is.
Yeah.
Because that's how Troy rolls.
He must smell so and good so afterwards.
I've yet to smell them with any real conscious effort, but yeah. I've held them close so many times you'd think I'd understand what was happening.
Yeah. Oh, that's
cool. We used to have an expression in our band that was just, if you didn't know what else to say, you'd just say, Troy smells terrific.
Oh, really?
So it was like, well, what do we do? What are we supposed to do? And you just look over and you say, well, Troy smells terrific.
Okay, so I'm going to get a poster of that, and I'm going to hold it up, and all of us are going to wear T-shirts that just say "Troy smells terrific," and you're going to look down and be like, "Yes."
I think, bearing in mind that Torquay is first time we'll ever be playing there, that shirt will be very welcome for my hand.
Yeah. Are you going to bring down the surfboards? Obviously, you grew up in Cali and Seattle, where the band formed. Are you a surfing guy?
I love the ocean, and admittedly, I'm terrified by the ocean.
Yeah.
So, I swim with the John Williams Jaws theme song in my every stroke, and I think it's what makes me an incredibly fast swimmer.
Yeah, well, we can just hang in the shallows if you want. We'll just, you know, dip our toes in and have a couple beers on the side.
Unfortunately for me, the other band members, whenever we go down under and go in the water, they always buy me the same raw chicken bathing suit.
Oh. What does that look like?
I don't know what they're trying to say, but honestly, I don't like it.
Okay, all right. Well, look, the Torquay Common is where you're going to be, and you've also got Pond Supporting and the Chats. Now, I don't know if you know much about these Aussie bands, but the Chats are kind of pissed young idiots with mullets, and then you've got Pond that are kind of older hippie guys on mushrooms. What vibe is Queens of the Stone Age? Who are you going to hang out more with backstage? You kind of maybe over that and more into the cup of teas now.
Well, you know, we've known both for many years.
Yeah.
On our last tour, the Chats were the first of three for much of the shows, and
cool.
And I took many a smoko with them.
Yeah.
So the pond boys we've been seeing at European festivals and hanging out with for so many years that it was high time I dipped my toe into that pond.
Yeah, good.
And that's not. There's no double entendre there at all.
No, there's not. Speaking of double entendres, though, you're also heading down to Hobart for the Mona Festival. And do you know what map, if someone said to you, hey, you want to see my map of Tassie, are you aware what that actually means down here?
Really? Is that still anal sex?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Either or, many meanings. You're definitely going to have a great time no matter what you do.
Well, I think it's important to spend a lot of time down under.
Yeah.
And what I would say is that the Mona I love so much because it's built into the very ground of Tassie.
Yeah.
And so we played there before for the Children's Hospital, and that's what we're going to be doing again.
Amazing.
And so I look at Hobart and Tassie as the same sort of small towns that I come from.
Yeah.
You know, it's one wharf, it's one this, it's one that, it's the, and it's very raw. And even the museum is cut into the ground.
Mm.
And so for some reason that resonates with me quite a bit. You know, I like to keep my feet on the ground.
Yeah. Oh, well, look, we are so very excited. I could chat to
you
today.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
I like to keep my feet on the ground, but one toe in the pond.
Good.
If you know what I mean.
don't go too far into the pond. You might never escape. We're very much looking forward to you coming down with the team. Queens of the Stone Age, the end is near. Aussie tour. Tickets on sale now, some pre-sales, but the general on-sale tickets go on sale this Monday, Sun 18th Feb at Lookout Torquay Common in Torquay, Monday 19th of Feb, Sydney My Music Bowl, Melbourne, and you can check out Live Nation for all the tickets. Josh Homme, been an absolute pleasure. Enjoy your time and hopefully we'll see you down in Torquay.
Yeah, have a good one. Thanks. See you out there.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.